Welcome to Simply Orthodox, focusing on the centrality of the gospel for everyday life and liturgy. This podcast features Dr. Bradley Nassif, professor of biblical and theological studies at North Park University in Chicago, and a well-known speaker in Orthodox churches throughout America. Here's Dr. Nassif.
I've got a special treat for you today. I have with me Dr. Scott McKnight. Scott's a colleague of mine at North Park University. I first met him a number of years ago through my wife Barbara when she was doing a Master of Divinity degree with him as her New Testament teacher. Scott and I kept in touch off and on over the years, and then after coming to North Park, we enjoyed getting to know him and his wife Chris on a more personal level through dinners and get-togethers we have throughout the year. Let me tell you a little more about Scott. In my estimation, he's one of the top 10 New Testament scholars in the world today. His specialty is focused on gospel research into the historical Jesus, his historicity and authenticity of his life and teachings as recorded in the four Gospels. He's always in demand at professional meetings and all kinds of churches throughout the world. He's a Protestant evangelical scholar, not an Orthodox one, but in my view, with just a little bit more tweaking, he could be. I enjoy the give and take of an informal conversation with Scott, as we often have them throughout the year, and I've come to see his ministry as being an attractive witness to historic Christian faith. He is a leading theologian in what is known as the emergent church movement within evangelicalism, and so, by definition, he's willing to pioneer new ground in new territories where evangelicals have only lightly traveled. He's been so effective that in 2006, Christianity Today magazine awarded him the Christian Life Book of the Year Award for his immensely popular book titled The Jesus Creed. In that same year, I wrote an article for Christianity Today titled, Will the 21st Be the Century of the Orthodox? There I concluded that the theological trajectory of Western theology over the past few decades has poised the Protestant world to appropriate the Orthodox heritage in unprecedented ways. And I concluded that whether or not the Orthodox Church grows numerically in the coming century, its theological vision is bound to increase outside its own borders. What Scott McKnight is doing illustrates just how this is so. Today's interview will be part one of a two-part series. Today and next week, I'd like Scott to talk about three books he's written the past few years as they relate to some of the major themes of Eastern Orthodox theology. The books are titled The Jesus Creed, that will be for today, and two others titled A Community Called Atonement and Embracing Grace. That'll be next week, so you won't want to miss that one. So, Scott, welcome to Simply Orthodox. Tell us about your book.
Thanks, Brad. It's good to be with you. A few years ago, I became convinced that in teaching college students and in preaching in churches, I wanted to be able to show to them how Jesus understood the Christian life, what I call Christian spirituality or spiritual formation. So I asked this question: how was spirituality understood in the first century Jewish world? And that led me on a quest that I think I found something about Jesus that had been so devalued and underemphasized that it needed to be recovered, and that when it is recovered, it brings a new freshness both to how we understand Jesus and how we understand the Christian life. And it was this, that Jesus got up every day doing something that the Orthodox and the Church has done from the very beginning, namely repeating recited prayers as a way of inciting our spiritual life, exciting our spiritual life, and giving us momentum for our day. And that throughout the day, maybe we pause for prayers again, and in the evening. And Jews began every day reciting what's called the Shema. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. And Jesus one time was asked by a scribe, what was the greatest commandment? A sort of Snow White type question. What is the fairest of them all? And Jesus repeated this very creed, the Shema of Judaism, but he changed it by adding to that sacred creed this statement from Leviticus 19:18, love your neighbor as yourself. And he closed it off by saying this, and we find this now in Mark chapter 12, verses 28 through 32, at the end of which Jesus says, there is no commandment greater than these commandments, to love God and love others. And so in my work, I realized the importance and the value and why God has always called his people to develop what I call sacred rhythms in life, to begin the day, to practice throughout the day, and to end the day with recitation of what is important. And many of us repeat the Lord's Prayer, but somewhere in about the second and third century, the early Christians, because they were distancing themselves from Judaism, stopped saying what Jesus said, namely what I call the Jesus Creed of repeating the Shema, Hear, O Israel, love the Lord your God, and second, to love your neighbor as yourself. And so this has led me on a quest to understand not only the value of sacred rhythms, the importance of loving God and loving others as the two central commands of life, but the kind of gospel that will give rise to that kind of practice. If it's most important to love God and love others, then certainly the gospel that we preach is designed to create people who love God and love others. So that maybe, Brad, is a good place to begin for us.
I've observed these same two themes of love for God and love for others at work in the monastic tradition of the Orthodox Church. In a collection of writings known as the Sayings of the Desert Fathers, we find stories of great Abbas and Ammas talking about love, not rules, as the supreme goal of the Christian life. And do you mind if I ask you kind of a practical question? Yeah, how do you personally practice the prayer, regular prayers like that, and what do you do when you encounter boredom and routine?
This is good. I would say that we all are tempted to turn recitations into what I learned as a kid, as a Baptist boy, we turn them into vain repetitions, so they don't mean anything. I think that, number one, we have to appreciate the value of what we're doing. The second thing is, I believe we have to say them aloud and slowly, rather than quickly. The quicker we say things, the less we mean what we say. We don't focus on our words. So every day when my feet hit the ground, and every evening when I take my feet off the ground, and any time throughout the day that it comes to mind, I repeat the Jesus Creed. Very similar to the way the pilgrim repeated the Jesus Prayer. And here's what I discovered. I discovered, and it's the same thing that the pilgrim discovered. I discovered that by saying it in the morning and saying it in the evening and making a promise to myself, not a vow, I'm a Protestant, I made a promise to myself that any time the Jesus Creed came to mind in the day, I would repeat it. I would take the time to say it to myself aloud if I'm in the car, or if I happen to be with someone, I'll just say it to myself, try to emphasize the words. And what I found is that it has worked its way into the fabric of my being. And what I've discovered is I now find myself constantly asking if in what I just said to that person, was it loving? Was my attitude that just went through my head loving? That's the formative influence, I think, of a sacred creed. And so I think we have to say them aloud. We have to try to say it with meaning and see that the value of this is to draw us into what is important. And I use daily prayer books like the Book of Common Prayer or Phyllis Tickle's The Divine Hours. I've used the Orthodox Prayer Book. I really believe we need to have variety in our prayer books rather than getting stuck with one. And by doing that, I think we bring a freshness and aliveness so that we're not doing the same thing every day. But it's been it has thickened my life rather than made it vain repetitions.
You've identified what you call the Jesus Creed as a daily confession of faith for your own spiritual life, Scott. In our tradition, the Nicene Creed plays a central role in the daily prayers of an Orthodox Christian. We say it at the beginning of our Christian life, before a person is baptized. We say it every Sunday in church as a collective confession of faith, and we pray it every morning as part of our devotional lives. For us, the Nicene Creed is absolutely central to faith and godliness. Can you share your thoughts on that? Are there other creeds that you use in prayer?
Well, I use the Book of Common Prayer, and sometimes we attend an Episcopalian church just because we long to have the Eucharist more often. And I like recitation of the Nicene Creed. I like to be reminded of the Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Spirit, forgiveness of sins, the communion of saints. I like this emphasis, and it just, I think that I look at these creeds and these recitations as the way I look at saying I love you to my wife when I say goodbye to her in the morning. It's not that it has supercharged electric vibes going through our system when we say it every day, but it thickens the experience of the day. It structures the day. It gives bookends to the day. And that, over time, thickens our life. It's not that we need to try to get too much out of it. I think one of the biggest mistakes we read in reading the Bible and reciting prayers is that we're looking to get too much out of something. And I don't see our purpose in reading the Bible as to have a new experience of God so much as to remind ourselves of what is old, to enter back into the story of God in this world and allow that story then to become a fabric of our lives that gives us meaning and structure.
You've been listening to Dr. Scott McKnight, winner of the 2006 Book of the Year Award for Christian Life from Christianity Today magazine. He's an evangelical New Testament scholar on the life and teachings of Jesus, one of the foremost leaders in the emergent church movement today as well. Next week, we'll continue part two of our interview, where Scott will discuss the meaning of salvation as it relates to God's grace and the atoning work of Christ. You'll want to tune in for that, because Scott's going to be talking about Eastern and Western ways of talking about grace and the atonement, and how Orthodox theology actually widens our comprehension of salvation through people such as Saints Irenaeus and Athanasius. Until then, this is Brad Nassif for Ancient Faith Radio.
Simply Orthodox with Dr. Brad Nassif, a professor of biblical and theological studies at North Park University in Chicago, and an Orthodox speaker and author in many publications, including Again Magazine, published by Conciliar Press. This is a listener-supported feature of Ancient Faith Radio.